welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello.
Hey.
How's everyone doing?
I am kind of okay, I guess.
All right. I'm on the mend.
You're on the mend? Yeah. What happened?
I just went home a little early from work today. Felt bad. Woozy.
Woozy? Yeah. Like kind of woozy as in you were looking at things and they were looking at you back with a bit of a weird glance?
Yeah, like waves of dizziness over me.
Okay. All right. I've got something which might actually make you even more woozy. Do you want to...
Is it a high tightrope?
It's not a high tightrope.
Is it the Congo Queen?
I think both of these suggestions have been pretty implausible because you saw the size of the bag I walked in with.
Yeah.
And a high tightrope or the Congo Queen could have not possibly fit into that bag.
No. What you got?
I've got my toe. Do you want to look at my toe?
No.
No, come on, look at my toe.
You've already said I've got something that'll make you feel more woozy.
Yeah, but look at, like, take
I've
a good look.
I've gone home sick from work. No, feeling woozy.
What are we looking at?
Take a good look at my pinky toe on that left foot.
That doesn't look too bad.
It doesn't look too bad. Take a closer look.
No. I want to see.
I'm definitely not
describe
closer.
This to the audience.
It looks kind of mangled up a bit.
I want to know if that is like if a toe should look like that.
Well, that's not normal. I would describe it as like a kind of if you could wrap a slice of salami in a ball. That's kind of what it looks like.
Okay, do you think it's like going to fall off? That's basically what I need to try figure out is do I need to see a doctor?
Let's see the nail.
Okay, look at the
you
nail.
You haven't seen a doctor yet.
No.
That's a mistake.
What is this? Is this this urchin thing?
No, this isn't related to the urchin. I actually don't really know how this happened, but at some stage, my toe got mangled, and then I had to go to the shops to buy something to fix it. But the thing that I was suggested to me by my wonderful wife was Epsom salts.
Mm.
And at the same time, we had an ant problem, as discussed last week, and so I had to try buy some borax. So I felt like some sort of 1950s housewife trying to look for these items that no longer exist in any shops. Could I please have some borax? And the guy's like, I've never heard of that. Don't know what that is.
You went, what? Borat?
Can I please have some Epsom salts? And then I was directed to the salt aisle, and I thought, like, this person has just heard me ask for salt. And so it's sending me there. But actually, it was there. So.
I have a feeling what happened to your toe is that you were meant to put Epsom salts on, but instead you put borax. And currently, the ants are just, like, loving a little salty treat.
Yeah. It's quite possible.
Is it painful?
Yeah, it can be painful.
It's painful to look at.
Yeah,
it's definitely not right. And I've been told that I should go get it checked out, but I just don't want to go to a doctor and then be told, I just wear plaster.
It looks like there's a smaller toe inside trying to get out.
I have a question about napping because, as we say, I mean, we haven't even said welcome to the Brother Streep Show.
Oh, I guess welcome. Yeah. I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep.
I'm Andrew.
And I want to know what, like, is the right time to power nap because I'm not good at napping.
Okay.
Andrew, you might have kind of a wealth of experience and knowledge on the subject at the moment, having a newborn child and like how long is good enough for a nap for a kid? How long is good enough for a nap for me? Because I often will go into a nap thinking this will be good. I'll wake up feeling better at the end of this, but I feel worse.
Okay.
I have a weird taste in my mouth. I don't know what day it is. Like,
why do you have a weird taste in your mouth?
I don't know. I just get a weird taste in my mouth after a nap.
There might be something wrong with your pillow.
Yeah, it could be. I think it's not enough sleep.
You know, just because you brush your teeth before you go to bed at night, I think you should brush your teeth before you nap.
Well, here's something. At what point in the night does bad breath occur?
Oh, it's like 20 minutes after you go to bed.
Well, there you go. I think I'm waking up with like the startings of bad breath.
Yeah.
But not bad breath enough that you go, oh, that's just bad breath. It's what is that?
I kind of agree with Andrew. Like, I feel that it's got nothing to do with like the length of time since you last brushed your teeth. I think your body just at a certain time when it's shutting down is like, okay, we don't have to try anymore.
Yeah.
Give up whatever... Give up. It's fine.
The nose is asleep. So.
Do you guys do the nap?
I don't nap at all. I really struggle to because I hate the feeling of waking up after a nap.
Oh, okay, so you can relate.
I don't nap.
You're doing your naps wrong.
And my daughter also doesn't like napping. You've done like four sessions.
Therefore,
nap.
You definitely don't nap.
Yeah.
Like so, father, yeah. Like daughter.
Yeah.
I do nap from time to time, not very often, but I can I know why you're not enjoying your naps.
Tell me.
Is you're waking up at the wrong time in your naps. The trick to a good nap is to almost naturally let it happen. So the best kind of nap is when you're sort of on your bed,
yeah.
You fall asleep, and then you like have fallen asleep for 20 or 30 minutes, and right. You naturally wake up, and then you get started.
I don't naturally wake up though. I'll sleep through.
So that's the problem.
What does that mean? You'll sleep through a natural wake up. Then yeah. Just whenever you wake up is the natural wake up. Doesn't make sense.
No, but if you're having
you just never wake up.
If you're having a nap and you put your head down at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't want to wake up later than 5.
No.
But I will sleep through to 8.
Then it's a problem. Night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't take the risk.
Well, then you're not getting enough sleep in general.
But then setting an alarm, I'll never go to sleep.
But I think
if I set the alarm, my mind will just be like, it's 20 minutes. It's 19 minutes to the alarm.
I wake up like a minute before the alarm goes off.
Oh, that's okay.
Nice and efficient.
That's good. But then surely you then are feeling fine because you've naturally woken up.
Nah, it's just I wanted to feel fine. I went into this with the best of intentions, but I woke up feeling kind of eh.
Maybe there are things that you can do to improve the experience of waking up. So before you go to sleep for your nap, you have your toothbrush next to your bed.
Okay.
Yeah, or a little biscuit. Or something to really perk you up and get you going again.
That's not bad, yeah.
Yeah.
I did have a cup of tea when I got up.
Very nice.
And then what you can do is you can also have things that are bad for if you woke up before the time you should.
Mm.
So, for example, in your case, you don't really like the sitcom Friends that much. You could just have 2 episodes of Friends playing, so you know subconsciously if you wake up now, you're going to have to see a chimp on Ross's head, and you don't necessarily want
bloody to. Bloody Marcel. Hate that thing. Okay, well, thanks for the advice, you guys.
I have some good and bad bathroom news.
Oh, yes.
I know everyone loves bathroom news.
Is this a case of... Do we get to choose the good news or the bad news, or are they kind of combined into one?
They're not combined into one, but I will share both of them.
Why don't we have a jingle for this section? It's like the most regular section.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go.
All right, I'll start with the bad. Everyone likes the bad news out of the way. The bad news is that the other day I went to the bathroom and do what I have to do in the bathroom. I'm not going to go into details. There's no need.
I thought that was the point of this section, to finally walk the line of too many details.
Well, I'll share that after the wiping. There we go. I'll put some unpleasant details in there, just so you know.
Sure.
After wiping's done, toilet flushed, walked outside, went to go wash my hands, went to turn on the tap. As I turned on the tap, massive electrical shock through my whole entire body.
What?
Ooh. Yeah, not like, and not the kind of...
Is this your home bathroom?
This is not my home bathroom. It was a work bathroom.
Ah, you see. Never use other bathrooms. You're safe at home. I've told you this.
And this wasn't like the kind of electrical shock that you're like, oh, it's a bit of static electricity. Clearly, when wiping, I built up a nice little bit of static electricity. It was a kind of shock where like your hand stays on the thing that's shocking you for longer than it should.
Word.
Because it's like sending pulses through.
It's like the kind of shock that makes you go to the bathroom again.
Wow.
Luckily, I was thorough the first time.
Good.
Yeah.
So now what the problem is I've developed a fear, an irrational fear of turning on the tap in the bathroom at work.
That is a problem, because that is something one needs to do after going to the bathroom.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Was it during a lightning storm? I mean, can you... Were there any external circumstances?
Well, you work in the same place I do. I don't think the Woodstock Exchange just suddenly had a lightning storm.
Have you been back to said bathroom? Was this week?
I have
week?
Had... I mean, I'm forced to go back to said bathroom because... I'm a lazy man and don't want to have to walk up the stairs or down the stairs to find another source.
Wow. Maybe it's the disabled community have finally heard all the like use of their bathroom and connected a car battery or something to the taps as a nice little prank.
It might be. It might be just a device, you know, to dry your hands quicker. But it's,
and your hair and stuff.
It was happening at the wrong time.
Did your skeleton show up intermittently through the shock?
Definitely. I saw it in the mirror and I thought,
that's
comical.
I need
to go check, get my spine checked out.
Okay, well, so, I can't bear the bad news. What's the good news?
Okay, well, the good news is that I feel justified now in using the disabled bathroom. Less because of the shock and the fear that if I go into the able-bodied bathroom that that will happen again, but more because with that thing on my foot, I now genuinely limp out of the disabled bathroom.
My word.
And so no one can kind of look at me and go, he shouldn't be there. They'll be like,
this is bad news and bad news. I said there was good news. I feel terrible. I'll tell you something about bathrooms and toilet paper.
Tell me.
Seeing as we're talking about toilet paper.
I want to know.
I just had a thought the other day. Like, you could be the coolest guy in the world, but it's very hard to look cool walking out of a shop with an 18-pack of toilet paper under your arm.
18-pack?
Yeah.
Are you walking out with an 18-pack?
I did once. There was a big special. And I thought, well, I'm getting that. There's no way I'm gonna need 9 for the rest of my life. I'll go for the 18. Why not?
Was it 18 2-ply?
18 till I 2-ply, yeah.
Or was it 9 4-ply?
Ooh, it depends. Sure. I could kind of reconfigure them into 9 4-plies and just live in the lap of luxury.
Is anyone using no ply? Is that what you just use your hand?
I think the French.
I think you might have had to do that in Thailand. Yeah, so I walk past some people, you know, massive thing under your arm. You can't hide it.
No. Yeah.
You need to buy other stuff as well. You can't. Somebody walking out of a shop with just 18 toilet rolls is like, it's questionable.
I think I once walked out of a shop with just toilet rolls and all brand.
Nice.
I don't think
one feeds into the other.
Yeah. I don't think it's too questionable. Like, if you're able to walk out with a normal expression on your face, like if you're looking like you're about to use all 18 rolls right then and there, then it's hard to do that in a cool way.
I think, obviously there's three options. You're either going to look like you're bursting and you're bursting for something that's going to need 18 rolls, which isn't a look I want to see on someone's face.
No.
Or you look like you're about to toilet paper a bunch of houses and you're probably about 13 years old.
Yeah.
Or like me, you just looked a little frugal. Went for the bulk deal that day.
So when my brother was in town, he told me that he has found a new medicine.
Okay.
And the medicine's name is Andrakur.
Sorry, what?
Andrakur.
Andrakur. Yeah. So my name is Andrakur.
Yeah.
And the medicine's name is Andrakur.
Okay.
I'm hearing an O. Is there a difference in spelling?
Yeah, there is a slight difference in spelling, but I presume the pronunciation is identical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've often called you Andrico. What is Andrico for? What are you for?
It's for, you know, the treatment of androgen-related conditions like acne and early onset puberty.
Wait.
Is it good for growth spurts by any chance?
I think it must have been.
What do you mean,
Andrica?
What do you mean it treats the early onset of puberty?
That's what it says.
The pubic hairs just go back in.
Oh dear!
I still don't understand. Like I got hair under my arms.
If your voice drops too early, they just bring it right back up.
That sounds quite cool.
That is pretty cool. I want to know.
that's pretty cool.
You need some.
Just getting into character. Do you think if we put some Andrakur on my toe, it would somehow
Andrakur it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to think
so. Did he buy you any Andrakur?
No, I would presume it would need to be prescripted.
Prescribed.
Whatever.
I would love to get my hands on some Andrakur.
What's interesting is I've always wondered where they come up with the names for medicines. They all sound normal because they're medicines, but if you look at them as words, hyperprofen or like Zelosoxweave or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think that somebody just went scouring Facebook for new medicine names? They just ran out. They're like, guys, I literally have nothing left to call it. They've used every syllable and every combination of letters.
But Andrew is quite popular.
Here's Andrew Kerr. It's quite at the top of the list. Yeah. Why don't we just use that? Change the spelling slightly.
Well, I am now famous in the medical community. People are going to be saying my name all over town. We need to be promoting this podcast to doctors and nurses.
Yeah, the Brother Streep Show, brought to you by Andrico.
I would love
for all your early onset puberty needs.
I just still think. Do you think you yourself, not the medicine, you the genuine Andrico?
Yeah.
Do you think you also work quite well against the early onset of puberty? if you go to like a boys' school.
I mean, it took me ages to be able to grow a moustache. So
I think that's just because your hair, like, it's harder to grow hair so high up in the sky.
Yeah, less oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is great for hair growth. There's something that's come up. One of our listeners and dear friend and brother, Tim Price, our drummer. Yeah, that's right. We're a band as well as a podcast team. he admitted the other day that he likes listening to the podcast, and he's hopefully listening to this, because it's like having friends when you're alone, which is kind of touching and a bit sad. but obviously, like, if you know us, then you might kind of know how we would chat normally to each other. And so when you're listening to the podcast, you could almost anticipate how we might react and stuff like that. But it's sad that he doesn't get to contribute.
Yeah.
So I feel like for Timmy's sake this week, we should allow a little gap for him to say something and then we can react, assuming that it's hilarious.
Okay. Should we
do it?
Yeah, should we
What's that, Timmy?
should we set him up with like something that could have a good punchline?
Okay.
Yeah, so do you think laughter is the best Andrico?
Wait, that doesn't work. Why are you telling jokes?
No, I'm setting him up for a joke. He might hear that and then be...
And say what?
I don't know. That's the whole joke.
You've just stolen a joke from Timmy. You're giving him a perfect time to tell a joke.
Okay. All right. Well, like, okay. I'm wearing a beanie today.
That's classic Timmy.
You
never think to come at it from that angle as well.
No, that's very intuitive. That's
witty. Good.
Yeah. So if anyone else out there is listening and feels like they want a specialized moment for a joke so that they can feel part of the conversation, just let us know and we might do the same.
This joke moment brought to you by Andrew.
Interesting dreams. I've had an interesting dreams. It's the round that we still haven't recorded a jingle for because we probably never should. But I felt like this was connected enough to comedy and fun things that it could be worth bringing up. So obscure comedian Stuart Lee gives me a call.
All
He and another guy whose initials are XR, but I don't know anything more than that.
Wait. How do you not know anything more than that?
But this is how dreams work in my head.
So he called you, Stuart Lee, and with him on the phone there was XR.
Yeah.
Did he introduce XR as XR?
I don't know why I only know XR, but it's all the information my brain gave me.
Okay.
And they want me to kind of produce a live show that they're going to be putting on at an airport.
That's good.
Yeah. And I'm kind of... It's very strange, obviously, because it's a dream. Yeah. But I'm like half sleeping through this phone call and kind of feeling bad about that because there's a lot of very important information about this show that I'm going to need to come and produce. It's a live show, lots of pressure.
You don't want to disappoint XR.
I don't want to disappoint XR or Stuart Lee. I bloody love Stuart Lee. And just when you think you're not involved in this dream, Simon, we get to the airport and you're involved. You're there in like a suit.
That's
and
good.
I'm kind of asking why... what like role you have in this.
All right.
And what it is that in this show they want to cut back to like almost like the Reggie Watts of whoever's talk show that is. You know, the guy on the side behind the drum kit kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you're going to be manning a little burger stand.
I like this.
Yeah. So there's a show that's happening where Stuart Lee and XR sit there in an airport talking. And occasionally it like pans over and Simon's there in like a little craft burger stand giving his little advice. And I'm producing it.
And the show's called Lee's Burger.
Yeah, I have no idea. The show doesn't get a name because...
I thought the big twist was Simon was going to be XR.
That would be quite good. No, I can't even think of who XR might have been. It was like... I do know now that I'm talking about it. XR was part of a double act who are performing at this year's Grahamstown.
Okay.
And like there's... So-and-so and XR, and XR had split from so-and-so to perform on this live show in an airport with Stuart Lee. Interesting dreams. I've had an interesting dream.
I want to know who the guy XR was performing with, like ZT or something.
I have no idea. It's a strange old brain I have.
I saw some stickers on the back of cars.
Again.
you know the families? You have the families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have the zombies. Oh, you get a whole bunch of
things. I like the T-Rex.
I don't think I've seen the zombies.
I haven't seen the T-Rex. The one that I saw, it was two large AK-47s.
Oh, my word.
And then three small AK-47s.
It's a bit violent.
Yeah.
But also quite nice. It's obviously, you know, a family man.
It's kind of like, that's a sort of quite an American thing.
Was this on the back of a tank by any chance?
That would be a great place to have those family stickers.
Yeah. So wait, was it two large AKs or one large AK?
It was two large AKs.
Okay.
And then three small AKs. Have you guys seen any other ones? I've seen the zombie one. The zombie one is like, it's the dad, but then the rest of the family are chasing him and they're zombies.
That's pretty good.
I think I've seen that. I've seen a Darth Vader one, I think. Or like a Han and Leia kind of thing.
I don't think I've noticed enough of the stuff in traffic, because I think I've only ever seen the stock standard family ones without any fancy things. I was just thinking, for your family though,
yeah,
it'll look like you're a single dad.
What do you mean, scale wise?
Yeah, because you're so tall.
Well, I was thinking mine should be Claire and Megan, and then just two legs going all the way up.
Oh, yes. Such a good plan. Like,
that would be great.
That is good. You should do that.
There's the Takai Community Church, who've kind of, I don't know, partnered with / stolen the idea of family stickers. And a lot of cars go around, and it's like literally the whole back window is like covered up with like little stick characters. And it's meant to be everyone who goes to some church. But that seems like a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah.
To cover up your rear window with stickers.
Also, I mean, surely at some stage, like, churches by definition normally meant to, you know, spread out their message and try to get more people in, but you must get people going like, flip, I didn't have space in the back of my car window for us to get another congregant. In fact, I'm gonna start turning people away.
Yeah.
God doesn't love you to me.
Are you saying that they host the church in the back of the car? That would be quite a nice way to advertise. Like a clown car of churches. Come on, come all. Leave your shoes at the door.
I mean, I don't mind other people having stickers on the back of their cars.
That's probably a good thing.
Because you can do what you want. I choose not to, because I don't like people knowing exactly how many children I have or how many surfboards or dogs and things. But I was annoyed by a sticker that I saw this week, which was, there was the most beautiful, fancy BMW. I think it's called an i7 or something. Okay. It is a crazy future concept car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy cool. And it was outside the place where I work.
Are those crazy and cool spelled with a K by any
totally
chance?
Totally. Two Ks.
Nice.
And it was kind of red and black and shiny and low.
Yeah.
Stunning. Red and black and shiny, like a glossy newspaper.
Yeah, like a penguin in a blender. And then, like, on the back window, there was like a sticker for a Fate. I mean, like, quite a sizable sticker. And it just, it frustrated me. I wanted to go and take it off, but I didn't. I held myself back.
Well, if you change your mind, you'll know where to find that car. Saturday morning at the so-and-so fields.
But I mean, there were maybe that's why they put it on, because there were people taking photos with the car.
Hmm.
Just randomly.
People, it's good advertising space.
Why would you take...
Maybe that was their thought.
Advertising all over the sides of really good cars. People take photos with them.
I had a sticker-related idea the other day. So I haven't done it for a while because, you know, my feet are falling off. But I did quite enjoy riding into work on my bicycle.
Mm.
But there was this annoying thing where...
Your handlebars kept falling off.
Yeah. Well, that was one problem. And the other problem was that cars would often just drive into the cycle lane, which is not ideal.
up on like two wheels, trying to pass as a pass as a bicycle.
Shh, I am a bicycle, I promise. The i7 didn't fool me. No, so what I thought I could do is, if you just got like a sticker that just said like, stop driving in the cycle lane or parking in the cycle lane. That was another big offender. Lots of people would just park in the cycle lane.
Yeah.
And you could just have a couple of those stickers on your person.
Mm.
And just whenever a car would do that, just stick the sticker on the car as you pass.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure like that is, like, if it was a sticker that was easy to get off the car, like, it wouldn't really be offensive to the person driving, and it'll help get the message out there.
No, you should make it difficult to get off the car. You should make it out of those things that they make, you know, when you go to like a convenience store and those stickers which break off in threes. Like, those things are impossible to get off. Make it out of those.
It's kind of like those Think Bike stickers. You really want those to be on a bike, because that's when you're thinking about the bike.
Yeah.
But they stick them on cars, and you're like, oh, I'm thinking about bikes now, but it's not the right time. So you want the on the back of your bike a big sign that goes think bike.
Or think car.
Yeah. Ooh.
Or a twist. Think orange penguin, like the old joke.
What's that?
You guys don't know that joke.
No.
That joke when you say
to me, we need you for this one.
Step in. No, you know, when don't think about an orange penguin.
Yeah.
You tell that to a kid and that's all they can think about.
That's not a joke. Do you know what a joke is?
Wait, I thought that was a joke.
What's a joke about telling somebody to do a thing and then they do it?
Playing a joke on them, maybe.
Oh, like a prank.
What do you mean, isn't it?
No, it's not really a practical joke.
I don't even know if it is a very practical joke. So you say the whole thing of it is you go, don't think about an orange penguin.
Yeah.
Then how do you know that they're thinking about an orange penguin?
By the look on their face. It sounds like.
Then maybe it is.
What do you mean by the look on their face? I could look at Dylan right now and I don't know if he's thinking about an orange penguin.
I promise.
Fun can be found in streeping around.
I went wine tasting this week.
Ooh la la.
Okay. I know, very zhuzh.
While you weren't, was this on the way to surfing?
Surfing, Andrew, I'm glad you brought it up because people have been asking, what's happening with the surfing?
Yeah, what is happening with the surfing?
It's just, you know, circumstantially, it hasn't really happened for a while.
Circumstantially.
It's about 3 weeks. Yeah. I'll definitely be sure to let you know when I surf again.
I still know how you can have time for wine tasting and not catching that sweet surf.
Yeah.
That sweet wave.
Winter's the time for surfing. I know that.
So. How do you know that?
Because I used to surf. You should know that.
Oh, yeah. I have your wetsuit.
Yeah.
Which apparently is Nick's wetsuit.
No, I bought it from him.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, I see, yes.
Like it's been with Nick before.
Yeah, it's done the rounds. Yeah. Hectic.
Anyway, so I went wine tasting. That was the surf report. And do you guys ever do the wine tasting?
Yeah.
I've done it from time to time. I don't think it's really for me.
Right.
It's kind of difficult. I mean, I'll let you get into it.
Well, no, my only issue this particular time is that the guy was too extensive. He didn't choose his audience right. He didn't look at me and go, this guy's here to drink wine and have a good time. I'll say what the wine is and maybe what color it is in case his eyes are closed. And we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
This was like 20 minutes of chat between each like glass. And it's not a very big glass either. So he comes over and pours and then says, you know, we're quite a young farm. It's been about 17 years. I'm thinking that's not that young, is it? But anyway, what I know, the grapes, 60% something tons, 800,000 oak French, he mentioned at one point, cigar box.
I hope you did actually
dense weather conditions. No, he didn't just say these words out in a row.
I hope you pulled in the sentences, not just going lawn mow tree feet.
Well, you may as well have, because after a while you start thinking, okay, you can see I'm not taking notes. Like none of this is going in really, and also
not taking notes about the wine's notes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I was wearing a hoodie and shorts. If I'd been in like, if I was wearing a suit or like at least half smoking, if I had a belt on, maybe, you know, you could mistake me for somebody who wanted to listen to all that. But I've done it before. It's been nice. It's fairly interesting when they come by in 3 minutes of chatter, but this was ridiculously long.
Well,
you just keep looking down at your glass going, I wonder if I'll remember any of this when I taste this wine.
Well, I mean, if I was in your position, I would have been lapping it up. Not just the wine, the talk. I love the talk.
You love the talk.
I just love that stuff explained
to
me.
You're wrong. This was too long. Maybe I didn't kind of clarify. I enjoy the talk too. I go to the wine. Otherwise, I just buy wine and drink it at home. I do like the talk, but it needs to be concise and in a way that I can understand.
Yeah, when he starts bringing out like a PowerPoint presentation.
It went on far past the point.
But wine is
of
all about being
talk.
Snobby. It's all about being hoity-toity. And don't you want to feel like that when someone's literally looking down on you, telling you about like this the grapes?
Yeah.
I just find they're quite hard. It comes a time in every wine tasting, and it's normally on the second wine, where you're going, it's just very similar to the first.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why they tell you so much stuff, to try to convince your brain that it's not just from the same bottle.
Someone could genuinely bring me the same wine four times. I'd be none the wiser. I'd be, thank you very much.
Yeah.
This has definitely got a bit of donkey's tail in.
All I can taste is the blue cheese from the platter, I guess. It's like, these wines aren't coming through at all.
I mean, I know the difference between white and red. I want people to know that I'm not a complete fool. But beyond that, I can maybe tell white, red, rosé, and oh, that's brandy. that's about it.
Right.
I did manage to, and I might have said this in the podcast before, but I was quite proud of this moment, so it's worth repeating, is one time I went wine tasting, I got Christine to drink the entire, you know, when you just like pour the wine, leftover wine and water and spits and everything into that little container. I got her to drink that.
As a
bet. Well, I told her.
You haven't brought this up before.
Were you married at the time?
I think we were either very newly married or probably quite close to getting married.
Astonishing.
But I said, we'll extend. It was like a date kind of thing that we were on. I was like, we'll extend the date further to this little kind of jam farm thing that you want to go to. And I'll buy you like a pastry there, but in order for me to do so, you have to drink the water out of
and
the sink.
And this is during dating. I'm surprised she stuck around. Yeah. He's laying out strange ultimatums.
And
so early for ultimatums.
The first date is a game show. You made it to round two.
Would you rather?
This week's Would You Rather will be a little bit different because I didn't actually go to the Twitters to get my Would You Rathers.
Yeah.
I went to the Reddits.
Oh.
And if you've heard about Reddit.
I have, but I don't really follow what's going on there. Other than a lot of kind of Hollywood news seems to break there.
It's like a forum or a forum.
Yeah, a foreign forum.
It's like a forward.
lots of lines.
Sorry, I overdosed an Andrew before coming here. Basically, people just post things on Reddit and then you respond to it. It's like any other thing, I guess.
Right.
But Reddit's a bit more longer. You can have longer in-depth posts, whereas Twitter...
So these are going to be really in-depth would you rathers.
No, these are actually quite normal would you rathers.
Existential questions.
These are quite normal ones, but I'm guessing the responses could have been quite in-depth. I didn't look at them because those responses aren't important to me. It's your responses that count.
Mine specifically. You did look at me when you said that.
I was hoping to include Andrew.
Okay. So are we trying to guess what the internet said or what you said?
You're just trying to answer the question to the best of your ability,
Andrew.
But
then how do we get points?
You're just in this for the points.
Craving points.
I thought that you were in this.
Quizmaster just loves a point.
Just a casual conversation that you're happy to get together with mates, not have to deal with a non-sleeping child and just relax.
How do you think the first half hour of the show went, points-wise? Do you think you got some points for that Andrew Kerr section?
He's just in it for the points. This is... look, I'll tell you what. I'll reward points based on who I think gave the best answer. How about that?
Sweet.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right.
That's all I wanted.
Would you rather... always feel like you have to sneeze or always feel like you need to pee?
The sneeze, surely.
It's a tough one because sometimes when you feel like you need a sneeze, you also feel like you need a pee. So that could end up being a double dose.
When you feel you need to sneeze, you often kind of look up / close your eyes a bit / kind of crunch your nose up and all these things. Does it come with all the physical...
I think it does. At what stage of the pre-sneeze is it? Is it right up to the... or was it like...
No one's not following through after that. That's ridiculous. What world is this?
I don't think... Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah, but that's their choice of follow through. That still counts as a sneeze to them.
I don't know
if it does.
I get such a good loud sneeze going. Because I don't sneeze often at all. I'm thankfully not allergic to any stuff. But like once in a while, you'll just have a random sneeze, and it's like I just go nuts. Like I'll try recreate it now and hope that it won't go. But it's more like. Like that kind of
I don't
thing.
Know if that's a sneeze.
That was scary.
That's more of a stabbing. I think, Andrew, to answer your question, I think
did
it's
I peek?
You definitely peaked. I think it's fair to say that the sneeze constitutes the whole act of like achoo, so that kind of thing. So it's sort
the
of
and the chew.
You kind of just maybe what it means is you're getting just before like the so you're getting all the sensation. You're maybe getting a bit of. But not too much. Yeah. That's kind of what
that's
you're
better than the need to pee because
it's like a good sensation.
Although again, this we haven't established the rules of this world. When you feel the need to pee, can you just go pee?
No. Because you always feel like you have to sneeze or pee.
Okay.
I mean, the second one, I think, is a medical condition. I'm going to go for the fictitious one.
What's the worst? Can you recall the worst time you've ever needed to pee but didn't have the opportunity to?
No.
I'll tell a little story. I was in Greece once, and not the play.
But I was, you were in also play. In the play.
That would be terrible, like on stage trying to rehearse lines. I was in Greece, the country, and I needed to get back from one part of a place to where the hotel was.
Yeah.
And there was like the last train kind of situation. And so I needed to pee, obviously.
Yeah.
Went to the station, saw that there was a bathroom there, but looked at the time and was like, I'm probably going to miss this train. Go down to the platform. I think it was like a tube or whatever. Go down to the platform and the train was late. And I constantly had this thought of like, I could probably make it if I ran back.
Yeah.
I could use that bathroom and get back down here, but it's already late. So every second here is borrowed time. It could come like now or now or now or now. Yeah. So I waited for like an extra 10 minutes of excruciating bladder, then had to get on the train for like another half hour or whatever, and then still walk from the next station to the hotel. Just
That's
like went
to
the lobby.
That's a long time of needing to pee.
Yeah, it was awful.
I've only really had one scenario where I really needed to pee and then didn't pee, and then I did pee.
Well, that sounds harrowing.
Bit in my pants. and that was when I was in sub B. Sitting in class, needed to pee, was too scared to ask to pee, so I didn't pee, but then peed in my pants.
Oh, no.
It's a sweet relief of peeing in the pants, though, at an age where you could kind of still get away with it.
Yeah, you can totally get away with it. I got a new pair of pants from the
Lost and Found.
Lost and Found, which is great. I wonder if my peed pants ended up going into the Lost and Found.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Yeah, you'd be pretty bad if you ended up getting that.
Whereas, I can't remember a time that I've wandered around a foreign country for about an hour trying to sneeze but not being able to. So I think I'm going to go sneeze.
My problem,
does that little anecdote of mine help me get the point
that
for
that?
That
was quite a good anecdote.
It's a decent anecdote. I find that when I need to pee, I kind of just want to rush everything. So like I've noticed this about myself. So often what happens, it's horrible at restaurants really, because they always offer you drinks first.
Yeah.
And so that means you sometimes need to pee quite close to the time you need to eat your meal.
Mm.
And I find if I don't catch myself and go urinate, then I just rush through my meal for no particular reason. Probably because in the back of my mind, I'm like, if I get through this, I can go pee.
Yeah.
But it's not good.
You're not like chained to the table.
Yeah, he's going to restaurants where they strap the meal to your face. Yeah. like a feed bag.
Yeah, at McDonald's, you have a limited time to eat that meal before it goes off. All right, I'm going to give the point to Dill because Dill did provide an anecdote. Look, it wasn't...
Listen, as long as points are on offer, that's all I care about.
It wasn't a groundbreaking anecdote.
I thought it was quite good.
If you break it down, he just needed to pee in another country.
Yeah, but for a long time. And there was tension. There was a ticking clock.
Yeah.
Or more like a...
No.
Dripping. Yeah.
All right.
Let's...
Would you rather lose all of your old memories or never be able to make new ones?
Oh, boy. This is quite sad.
So essentially, you'd have either the one is you'd remember everything from now, and the other is you would only remember what has happened before.
Yes,
I don't remember what the options are.
I'm not going to give you. I'm not going to give you a point for rephrasing
Explain
the question.
I've often thought it'd be nice to be selective about memories to lose, not like bad memories, but really good ones, and then have them again.
Oh, so we've chatted about this before, and it's just I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, it's time and place.
You never know if you're going to have the same reaction,
same experience.
But then also, you'd never know if you did have the same. You know, like you'd have maybe a less than experience, but because you don't remember the first experience.
You're like, this Lion King film is rubbish.
Yeah, and it won't matter because you don't have the allegiance anymore.
I've always thought that. Yeah. Okay, what was the other option? Never make new memories.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen that work for the dude in Memento.
Yeah.
He ends up with some fun tattoos. And post-it notes all
and
over
a dead wife.
And a dead wife. Spoiler alert. And post-it notes all over his apartment.
Yeah.
So that's quite fun. Or not fun, but there's a workaround.
This thing has allowed a workaround because in theory you could technically document all your life.
Yeah.
And unless you lost the ability to read... But you'd have to sort of, you know, you wouldn't be able to... They'll get a time where you've documented too much than you can read to catch up.
I think if you were faced with this situation, like, you know, some kind of evil genius put you in a chair and said, okay, these are literally the two options you have now, it would come down to whether or not you've had good enough memories up till now.
Yeah.
If you could survive on the memories you've had and go, that was all very, very good. let's just put a line under all of that and start from here.
Do you think if you lose the ability to make new memories,
yeah,
do you think you'll remember the decision that you made in the Would You Rather? So you would, like, would you be able to trace it back?
Or
would
you be haunted forever by the last memory you have, which was a choice to not ever have new memories?
Andrew, what are your thoughts?
I think that I would be able to make new memories and forget everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, maybe there'll be good stuff in the future.
But you don't know, though.
Yo, that is the definition of optimist versus my pessimist. I was like, well, the old stuff was pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's just stick with that. It's as good as it's going to get.
We're a split choice here. I'm going to give it to Dill again, yeah, because Dill went for the one that I would have gone
Fair
for.
Enough.
And I kind of agree with you. I think, like, yeah, you don't really make loads of new memories, I think, anyway. Like, yes, obviously, like all the big things after a while, you sort of have a constant reminder of. So, you know, in my case,
it's all nostalgia.
Yeah, in my case, if I get married, I'm not married, if I get a kid, I'll know. You know, it's not like suddenly the kid will disappear. But like, oh, so that happy memory I have of having a kid, I'm reminded of every day.
That sounds like you're kind of cheating a little bit there.
What do you mean I'm cheating a little bit?
Because you'll need to re-remember who that person is on a daily basis.
I completely stand with your decision for the record, and don't think you cheated whatsoever.
That's fine.
Well,
okay,
done.
That's fine. That's
right.
Fine.
Would you rather marry an extremely attractive man or woman who greatly lacks body hygiene?
Right.
Or, and I think you can see where this is going, marry a below average looking man or woman who has good body hygiene?
Well, I didn't have to choose. I got both the good ones. I just realized that could go horribly wrong.
This isn't about what you chose. This is about what if you had to choose again, would you choose?
So good looking stinky. Because these questions are so long. Good looking stinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clear you weren't on
average,
Twitter.
Average looking, smelling great.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, not necessarily smelling great. We're talking about the whole package here. So the good-looking person, like, could not only be stinky, but, like, just...
Hilarious.
What do you mean hilarious?
This about the hygiene thing.
Yeah, that's about hygiene.
Oh.
They could have, like, crap on their face or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just like...
Maybe that's what made them average.
But, I mean,
looking.
These people are real people. They would probably wash off the crap on their face.
No, well, this, I mean...
No, they've got zero idea of what makes
personal
hygiene. All right,
well, let's bring this
to
home.
Okay, okay, here's my answer. Here's my answer.
Okay.
You can teach these people.
No, you can't.
Well, yes, you can. You didn't say you can't.
They're going to permanently have...
I constantly agree with Simon, whatever he says.
They're going to permanently
have... Yeah, you just revealed your answer.
No, I haven't
revealed
my answer.
Okay, I want the other one.
I just feel you haven't really gotten to grips with this. Let's take Claire, all right? You can have Claire.
Don't bring Claire into this.
I will bring Claire into it because it's helpful, because I don't think you're quite getting to grips with this. All right, you've got Claire.
Okay.
She's a good-looking person. We're putting her into that category because she is... But this is a bit that, like, you'd have to put up with. This is the version of Claire that is terrible. Like, she doesn't, if it's brown, she doesn't flush it down. She never flosses or brushes her teeth. So her teeth are sort of falling apart.
No, but that would make her not good looking.
No, but she somehow managed to...
she just never smiles.
Yeah. She's always wearing tatty old clothes.
What I want to know...
She looks great in them, but they're constantly smelling. You've married someone who's not Claire, and I won't give an example here because that would be mean.
Yeah.
But have a fictitious person in mind. But you never having to go, oh, honey, you kind of smell like a toilet bowl right now, please.
Here's the question, right? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Is personal hygiene in the eye of the beholder?
Possibly. You could get people that are quite happy with just a bit of smells here and there that shouldn't be there.
Right. Because I'd have to meet these people, I think. If it came down to it, I'd have to meet these people and go, I could live with that.
Yeah.
And then just pick the best kind of compromise between the two.
All right. So
I'm quite nasally sensitive. And so I would probably take the cleaner option.
Okay.
Right.
What would you do, Dole?
I'll take the opposite of what Andrew said for the sake of stakes.
Okay, well, the points are going to go to Andrew.
Okay.
So I think he's made the right choice. Because I think if you pick the smellier person, the less hygienic person.
Which one did Andrew pick?
Clean.
Clean and hideous.
I thought it was average.
You pick the unhygienic person, and eventually with age and everything, like,
this isn't a true would you rather.
Attraction changes.
Reddit's too nice. On Twitter it would have been she's a troll from under a bridge but happens to smell good, or, you know, the opposite.
Beauty is fleeting.
Yeah. Yes, this but is why. This is why I agree with Andrew.
You can buy on a daily basis.
I think that you would grow to love your slightly subpar attracted partner.
I just say it comes down to a smell test for me. Line them up.
Okay, final would you rather.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a 500,000 rand cash or whatever is behind door number one?
What?
Okay, so some questions. Which game show are we talking about? Because is this like Nerd for Nerd or whatever Telefun quiz was?
This?
Or is it like Door Warehouse's special show?
This is...
What is Door Warehouse's special show?
I don't know, I'm just thinking like, because maybe it's just another door.
Okay, no, it's not that.
Do you have a prize in mind for once we choose which one we want?
Yeah.
I can if you want
only
me to.
Only that would make it interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, I choose door number one. Yeah. That's interesting.
All right. I have a prize in mind.
A prize in mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a feeling, because I know Simon, or at least I'd like to think I do, that the prize is slightly less money than the 500,000 rand.
499,000.
So I'm going to take the 500,000, please.
Okay. All right. And then Kerr.
I mean, I think game theory is you're supposed to change your decision to increase your chances.
Not with one choice. That's when there's a couple of choices.
I'm going to go with game theory.
What do you mean change your decision?
Okay.
You only have one choice. It doesn't make sense.
That's true. The logical decision is to go for the money.
Right.
But I'm saying go for the one that you don't know.
That's not how that game theory thing works.
What's behind the door?
Okay. Well, Dylan, you've walked away with 5,000 rand cash.
Whoa, hold on. It's changed. It's changed drastically. It was 500K earlier.
That's because the other 495,000 was behind the door.
Damn it.
Andrew, you've walked away with like a below par average woman who has impeccable hygiene.
Nice.
So you've won a date with her. So well done.
Well,
thanks.
You know. Unlucky.
Or lucky.
Hey, maybe she's rich.
Yeah, but you've got a wife and stuff. Oh, yeah. What are you going to do with this? I think I chose the right option.
I think, to be honest, Dylan did choose the right option. Yeah. So Dylan, you have 3 points.
I'll donate 5K to
you. I think when you said you had an answer for the door, you did not have an answer for what's behind the door.
I did. I had decided. What do you mean? How do you know anyway?
Once
I had
again,
decided.
I completely agree with Simon's ruling on questions one, two, and four.
When you asked the question, what's behind the door, that's when I made up what was going to be behind the door.
Honest, did you first think of an orange penguin?
If I'm really honest, what was behind the door was...
The quiz!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's quizzle time.
You didn't say it this time.
Last time you got away with it, saying that it was just under your breath.
Yeah.
And I believed you. I was a fool.
What?
You're not saying the quiz at all.
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Am I supposed to be?
Of course you are. You're the one that started it.
This is the moment where the thing picks up again, the whole podcast.
Yeah.
We've drawn it straight down into the ground, and now
quiz!
We pick it up.
No, it's too late now.
Simon, you can grab that and edit it back into where it should be.
I'm going to let this, when Andrew Reed listens to this podcast, which he probably won't do, I'm going to let him hear that he didn't sing along with us, and he's going to have to live with that decision.
Imagine Timmy listening right now.
Can I tell you guys a secret?
No, because we're never going to be hear that over the music.
Who's that to?
Okay, so
you know there's music in this section.
I have forgotten whether I do normally sing it with you or not.
I think you always have until the last like 3 weeks.
I'll do it next week.
Will you? Do you promise to do it next week?
I promise. I thought I was doing the right thing.
Andrew, you get minus 1 point.
Okay. Negative 1 point. Right. Well, this week's quiz is the Gwyneth Paltrow quiz.
Oh.
I'm neither here nor there about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Speaking of what's behind door number one.
She is hygienic.
Well, we're going to start with Gwyneth
Paltround 1. Yeah. And the first question is just these are just general knowledge questions.
Okay.
General knowledge questions about
I don't know if Gwyneth you can Paltrow. Have general knowledge questions about a very specific person.
Well, you can. So the first question is, which famous director is her godfather? Beep. Dylan.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Is incorrect.
Scorsese. Simon.
Is incorrect.
Spielberg.
Is the right answer, Dylan. Well done.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He knows his famous directors.
Question two.
I know my godfather's to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Question two. What is the name of her son?
Beep.
Hello, Simon.
It's like Apple or something weird.
Is incorrect.
I was going to say Apple. I'll be bent to say that.
Okay, you're wrong.
Can I again?
Yes, you can.
Moon.
Oh, you are incorrect, Dylan, but it's the correct starting letter. Simon.
Damn it, you've been giving it
first
to Simon.
The first two letters are correct.
Money.
Dylan, no.
Mothman.
Is incorrect. It is a biblical...
Moses.
Beep Moses. I think you beeped, Dylan.
I did beep.
And he said Moses, so don't get
Damn
the point.
Damn it. I love the strictness on the beep. It's my favorite thing.
The third question is, she served as a maid of honor at Madonna's wedding to whom?
Beep.
Simon.
Guy Ritchie.
Is the right answer. And the
I don't think mine was working. Background batteries.
And the fourth question is: Paltrow launched her lifestyle website, which is called what?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
So Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah. She launched a lifestyle website.
There we go.
Oh, did I say website? Sorry, website which is called what, Dylan?
Knowing your inner goddess.
It's incorrect.
I'm going to kick myself because I know about this site. I think I've written an article about it once before, but forgotten about it. So I'm just going to have to guess, beep, and go for Gwyneth.
It's incorrect. I think
Gwyneth
you're in a struggle.
Gwyneth Paltrow corner.
No, you're incorrect. So it's quite difficult. I'm going to give you an obscure clue, and if you don't get it, I'm going to give
okay,
it to
yeah.
you. So
yeah.
her first initials for her name, Gwyneth yeah. Paltrow, yeah. are the first and last letters of this onomatopoeic type word.
That is
and
quite...
And it's four letters long.
Goop.
It's the right answer.
Not sweet. Sweet.
Good one. So yeah, it's Goop. That's a weird name.
What's the site about, Simon?
It's lifestyle. It's just lifestyle. Like it's like a blog. It's like yeah, try out this handbag. Yeah. It's really good.
Didn't she have quite a controversial entry on the Goop blog recently about something women should all do?
Yeah, but it was blooped out. okay, and a bonus question: how do you spell Gwyneth?
Beep.
Dylan beeps.
Gwyneth
is the right answer.
Hooray.
Well done.
That's good. This is what I was going to go with, the Gwe.
Yeah, I had no idea that you could spell it that way.
Awesome.
Well done. Right, round two.
There's people
is
with Y's in their names. We know all other people with Y's in their names.
Do we?
Well, I do.
Yeah, I know, but apart from
you. Do we? You don't have one. You're not part of that club.
Sorry. Oh, I see. I get it. Okay, round two is first, best, most. We're looking at her movies. The first movie she was in, the best movie she was in, and the
most
box
movies
office.
She was in. And the most
box
screen time
office
in a movie.
Gross earnings from boxofficemojo.com.
Right. International or
it's American.
US?
It's
domestic.
US.
Okay.
Okay. So we've now cleared that. Right. Right. So.
That would totally change my answers.
For first, what was the first movie that she was in out of these options? And the options are Shout, Hook, Malice.
Beep.
I think. Dylan beeped.
Yeah,
actually, Dylan was quicker.
I'm going to give it to Hook.
Okay.
Because I like that film.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm also going to go for Hook.
Okay.
Because I don't remember her being in it at all, which then would imply that she's probably one of the kids in Hook, which would have made her quite young.
Nah, she was wife to Robin Williams as Hook.
Oh.
As
anyway,
I believe.
Was she?
Yeah.
Well, you are both correct.
Yay.
Yeah. Because
she was young.
Because Dylan
not kid young.
Dylan got there first, he gets 2 points, and Simon gets one.
She's a wife to Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I thought he was Peter Pan.
Yeah. But outside of Neverland, he's like a lawyer or a businessman of some kind, and she's his wife.
Well, snatcher. Question two is best. So this is the movie that has the best rating on IMDb.
Okay.
So which of these movies is the best that she was in?
Beep.
Okay, here's the first one.
Oh,
okay.
Hold on.
After the beep.
You beeped?
So...
I didn't even give any options.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to go for a risky beep. I'm going to foresee that I know the answer.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Iron Man.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, I'd prefer to hear
he's locked it in, yeah.
The options, yeah.
The options are...
if it's in the list.
I'm going to tell you a secret.
Yeah.
The Avengers.
Oh.
And Seven.
Okay. I will go... And this was IMDb.
Yeah.
User IMDb ratings.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with The Avengers.
Okay.
Oh. My it doesn't really count now because I've already used my beep, but I think it might actually be Seven.
Mm. Okay, well, the correct answer was Seven.
Okay.
Could have gotten a point there.
Do I get 1 point for having given an answer that's on the list?
No points all around. Okay. Seven has a rating of 8.6 on IMDb.
Okay. And Avengers?
I didn't look it up.
Thorough.
It's lower. It's less. It's like 7 point something.
Okay.
Well, I hope you did look it up.
Look, if you want to... It's not quite Stephen Fry on QI, is it?
I don't have an earpiece. Okay, so the third part of this round is most. So this is the highest grossing movie that she's been involved in.
I was first.
So Simon was first.
I think it's... I forgot that she was in Avengers. I think it must definitely be Avengers.
Okay.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, but you'll get points for it still. Just not as
just
many.
One. Okay, we're both saying Avengers. Let's hope it's on the list.
Okay, well, so...
otherwise, this round is so boring.
The options are Iron Man.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
And Marvel's The Avengers, which
Yay.
Is the right answer.
Yay!
So Simon gets 2 points for his premonition, and Dylan gets one.
Well done.
And it grossed over $623 billion.
Wow. Was she even in Iron Man 3?
$623 million. That's such a huge difference.
Million dollars.
It's like Simon and his prizes behind the door.
As a fun anecdotal aside,
mm-hmm.
We had a client pay us this week at work. The invoice, rather than paying it in rands like they should have, they paid it in dollars.
Ooh.
Which means we got 13 times the amount
we
should have gone paid. Obviously,
is that the kind of thing, like if somebody leaves a Coke off the bill, sometimes it's like, do we tell them or not?
No, well, obviously we've all quit our jobs and moving to Bahamas next week.
For a week. Then come back and start again.
Round three is finish the
Paltrow.
I think it should be finish the list of options before we beep in.
Oh, that's a good point.
And it proved quite good for me the second time I did it. I'm like learning how to do it.
Yeah.
So in fact, kind of evened
beep.
Out. Doesn't work for this round. Actually, well, it does. Why not?
No, he beeped.
No, he beeped. What's your answer?
I don't even know what the round is. You didn't finish what the round is.
The answer is... Fame.
Okay.
Jeez, that'd be good if it was.
So, for Simon's answer, that means I'm not sure how healthy bacon is in general, but I know it's incredibly fame.
Yeah. Yes. Tasty.
I'm going to give it to you.
Delicious.
Well, I said I was going to give it to you because, you know, it's a pretty vague round. It is delicious, but Dylan gets the point.
I think if you say the exact
words... I think you'd already buzzed in and I might have given you some more grace if you hadn't been so hasty.
The second quote... Don't cross Andrew.
The second quote is...
Beep.
Okay.
Fame.
I have a very highly developed sense of fame.
Yes. Humor?
No.
Good.
Incorrect, Dylan.
That would be an awful thing to say.
Is incorrect.
Direction.
Is incorrect. This is this is the punchline to
beep
a
smell.
Very lame Egypt-based joke.
Beep denial.
Is
denial.
The right answer. Well done.
Beep nice. Denial.
I have a very highly developed sense of denial.
Okay.
And the last quote is, I try to avoid barbecue potato chips. They are my
beep fame.
Kryptonite.
I'm
in a
give
kind
it to
of Marvel DC crossover
it's,
kind of way.
It's my weakness, so I'm going to give it to you. I've decided to speed up the quotes round. If you notice. Okay, round four is just in relative, and we're going to be talking about Moses, the biblical Moses, not his son. So, are you going to keep your early buzzers, or can I read a question?
Maybe I'll let you read a question this time.
What disability did he suffer from, Simon?
He stuttered.
Here's the right answer.
Yes, I could have actually done that earlier.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
The Red Sea.
What major crime had he committed?
He'd stolen stuff.
That's incorrect.
I feel like he had killed a man.
at murder.
Is the right answer, Dylan.
What?
You did not beep. I cannot give it to you if you do not beep.
What? I'm going to edit the beep in post to make you look really silly.
You've made so many beeps. Just that one is just not in the right place.
Okay. During the burning bush saga, Moses gave God how many lame excuses for why he couldn't be Israel's deliverer?
Is that in the Bible? And lo, Moses gave a lame excuse.
Yeah, I think this is...
Is this closest answer wins?
No.
Six.
Incorrect.
Beep. I think it was lower, like... Beep. Four.
You beeped twice there, but you're incorrect.
Three.
Incorrect, Dylan.
Beep two.
Incorrect,
beep
Dylan.
Five.
Is the right answer, Simon. Well
yes.
done.
Yes.
And
actually,
final question. Closest answer wins. Okay. How old was Moses when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt? Dylan.
Oh, why did I go in early? No. Never go
That's
in
so
early.
Weird. He's been going in early the whole time.
Oh, no. I think I've just given the quiz away. Clutch defeat from the jaws of victory. He was 31.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's great.
I just...
Okay. That's great. I'm going to beep because I'm almost certain he was like 800 or 1,000 or something. But all I'm going to do is say, what did you go for 31?
No. I said, I can't
Andrew, I think he was 32.
Oh, I mean, this is painful. So closest answer was Simon's. He was 80 years old. Yeah.
All right.
So Simon gets a point.
Yes.
However,
Dylan wins the quiz.
Yay!
10 points to 7.
Ah, lovely. Ah,
well done.
Thanks, everyone.
This is 3 points.
Just a little throwaway comment is they spent 40 years in the wilderness.
Right.
So, like a base
I think I was thinking of Jesus. Who were we talking about? Moses. Yeah. You see, two S's.
Yeah,
they're separated by a vowel. Yeah. I often confuse names like that.
It's true. When they don't have a Y in, you just switch off.
Well, it's been a fun podcast, and we hope you enjoyed it too, Timmy.
What's that
classic
to me? What's that to me?
He's fallen down a well.
Unlucky, Timmy. Andrew got in there with a better joke. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.